You know, everybody keeps commenting on there, did you pray for Kanye West? You know, you preached against him, but did you pray for him? I'm going to pray for him right now. Let's all pray for Kanye West right now as a church, okay? Dear Lord, I just pray that you would give Kanye West the heart of a beast like you did to Nebuchadnezzar, Lord, and that he would go out in the field and eat grass like an ox, and that his fingernails would grow like bird claws, and that his hair would grow like bird feathers, until he knows that the Most High rules in the kingdom of the children of men and gives it to the basest of men and gives it to whomsoever he chooses. And I just pray that you would punish him for his arrogancy and wickedness and cause him to lose his mind completely so that he can be humble and maybe there could be some hope for him. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
That was the nicest thing I could pray for him, because I actually like left a sliver of hope for him that he's not a reprobate, even though I don't even believe that, because I believe he is a reprobate.
Yeah.
But I still love to see him go insane anyway. I want to see him out like Nebuchadnezzar eating grass like an ox, because you know what? He makes Nebuchadnezzar seem humble. He makes Donald Trump look humble. Okay, maybe not. All right. I went a little too far. All right.